Right. Then we have public question time. I understand that we do have questioners in the public gallery. So who would you like to start? Would you please give your name before your question?
Good morning, Stephen Goodman. I'd like to ask if the council has looked at the costs of failing to do anything in response to fire damage threats.
Sorry, in response to what?
Has the council looked at the costs of failing to do anything now in response to the climate crisis?
Thank you. As we have had no notice of the question, you will get a written answer. Do you have a subsidiary question?
Yes, I'm getting the impression they haven't. If not, why not?
We will add that to the response. Thank you very much. Are there any other public questions, please?
Good morning. I'm not sure this is working.
Good morning. It is working.
Can you hear me?
Could you give your name, please?
Yes. It's Tanya Rebell, I'm a resident of the West End Fund. My question is regarding funding or investments for pensions on the island. There are rumours going around that some of the investments are in fracking overseas. Is this correct?
Again.
Well, there are two answers to that question. Firstly, you appreciate this is the Audit Committee, not the Pension Fund Committee. You've missed it by a week, I'm afraid. And the answer to your question will be given in a written reply.
Right, can I do a follow-up?
Yes.
Right, okay, so if there's any investment, whether it's pensions, and that's going to be discussed later, I thought, in the agenda, but regardless, if there's any investment made by the Halifax Council overseas in fracking or similar fossil-friendly activities, then how can this be squared with the fact that many councillors do not want to see fracking on the island? Is that not critical? Should we not walk the front?
I understand the question. Thank you very much.